just about ready to draw for you our sweet Betty. Now here's the face, and there is the form beyond compare. And now the lips, singing lips of sweet Betty.
Thank you. sailing plane up. She's been clinging to the mail. She's dying to be home once more. Ooh, 'cause the lake is rather rough and the girl is rather pale. She'll be glad to get her feet on shore. Ah, ooh, she's me. So she gave up the ship and the captain and his men for a round ticket trip to his arms once again. Now he's back in the fog at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat. Gotta go back in the inkwell, toodaloo.
She's done. She's had her fun. And so we'll close the inkwell, yes, the magic one. Here's the cork, so, and that ends our little show. Till my pen draws again our sweet Betty.
Betty Boop. That's my theme song, Betty Boop, Betty Boop, Betty Boop, Boop, Boop. Only that's William Tell Overture. No, that was Betty Boop, as sung by Mae Questel. That was two sides of one record, issued as a continuous selection on that particular long out-of-print CD from 1933. And that was for Joe in West Utica, who wanted to hear a contrast. Betty Boop and her precursors. Before that, Annette Hanshaw, He's So Unusual, doing Helen Kane actually better than Helen Kane. Starting with Helen Kane herself, Button Up Your Overcoat, from 1929, also. Now, here on Radiola, on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, we continue with a Swedish number. Actually, it's an American song, but I thought I would go international, just very briefly. Zora Leander, and I'm not going to try this in Swedish, but take my word for it, this song is My Wife is on a Diet.
Waiter, get me a bill of fare. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you are, right there.
Oh, let me see now. What am I going to eat?
We have anything you like, sir, from a soup down to a sweet.
Well, bring me everything you've got. I'm hungry as a bear.
Am I to bring you everything upon the bill of fare?
Absolutely everything, except the printer's name.
You certainly are a hungry man.
I am, and it's a shame.
You know, I thought that there was something troubling you.
Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Perhaps, sir, I could help you if you care to explain.
If this keeps up, there's one thing sure, I'm going to go insane.
Now that's too bad, I'm sorry as can be.
Well, here's the cause of all my misery. My wife is on a diet.
Yes, and mine is on a diet. My home isn't home anymore.
She won't feed me potatoes. She stuffs me with tomatoes. Oh, for the pies I adore.
This diet thing is an awful disgrace. Why, I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face.
Since my wife's on a diet,
and since mine's on a diet,
I'm losing a pound every day.
Monday,
grapefruit, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And at night, some orange juice.
Well, Tuesday,
grapefruit, I keep growing thinner. All my clothes are getting loose.
How about Wednesday and Thursday? Are you satisfied?
Sure, then I get coffee with grapefruit on the side.
Friday till Sunday,
it's more than I can stand.
Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm just a bundle of nerves.
When mine was big and stronger, I used to linger longer. I missed the detours and curves.
When my arms I'd put round her hips, what a lot of fun I had in making two trips.
My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, she's gaining a pound every day.
Our wives are on a diet, we mustn't mention fry it, for they will only get mad. Would even be a blessing to eat delicatessen. Tell us who started this fad. Crabs and shrimps we must leave alone. We're the only lobsters they'll allow in the home. If they stay on a diet, we're going to start a riot and go back to the army, where we'll get a plate of beans.
We transport you now to the world-famous Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles. Here, the stars of Hollywood have danced to the music of such entertainers as Abe Lyman, Ray West, and Gus Arnheim. Now they are dancing to the melodies of Jimmy Greer and his greater all-star Coconut Grove Orchestra. Those three ambassadors now offer a bit of early morning advice to corpulent ladies as they sing, "You Gotta Bend Down, Sister, If You Wanna Get Thin."
ba-ba-da-da-da, no more messing with French dressing. Sister Barrett and grin, ba-da-da-da-da, you can flirt with noodle soup. Sniff, but don't give in, you've got to bend down, sister.
Public service message, apparently. Well, I'll count it as one for this hour. Bend down, sister. well, I had to have an opposing viewpoint, I'm afraid. Bend down, sister of Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, vocal by the Three Ambassadors from 1932. That was recorded at the Ambassador Hotel and issued as a pre-recorded transcription to many radio stations of that era. Before that, Billy Murray and Walter Scanlon, My Wife is on a Diet, sung in English. 1929. Before that, from around the same time, plus probably a year or two, Zira Leander singing in Swedish, and I'm not even going to attempt that because I'd offend a lot of Swedish people, and I know some of them listen to this on 365, live 365. And if you want to hear this program again, if you missed the first hour, because I did sort of suddenly start early. Normally I started at 8, now I'm starting at 7. So you can hear this whole program once I've loaded it onto my Live 365 Radiola site. And that's Radiola with an exclamation point. And if you want to look that up, just type Radiola into Google. I'm about 3 or 4 down the page, and that and my blog. And check out the blog for a full playlist of tonight's program, and you can see what the actual Swedish title of that song was. As I say, I'm not going to offend anyone by trying to say it. I'm Andy Senior, your semi-politically, semi-correct host. The size of a semi, I'm afraid, but I do my best. My wife didn't like that remark. Here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And this, of course, is Radiola. Continuing with Radiola. Continuing now is Joseph Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys. Just in case you didn't want to bend down, here's the other opposing viewpoint. Saturday night, fish fry.
Say, boy, where you think you're going all dressed up with a necktie on?
I'm going to the fish fry.
Fish fry? Where's the fish fry at?
Up on 4th Street by Sweet Mama Roro's house.
Well, riff me on up there.
All the oaks in the world.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Yes, three things that we have to give up if we wish to achieve our goals in hand here. This is radio. That was the Forbidden Substances set that I played. That was Got Butter on It by Jabbo Smith from 1929. I think that might have been an Ikey Robinson group at that point, but Got Butter on It indeed. Something I've given up. Before that, The Sugar Blues by the Mills Blue Rhythm Band from 1931, beginning with Joseph Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, Saturday Night Fish Fry Drag. Fried food. 1933. I'm a bit crabby these days, but I'll try not to communicate that. I'm Andy Senior, your genial, if constrainedly so, host of Radiola here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Continuing this theme of hot and heavy, we go back to the gifted and girthy. And with Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, we have Mildred Bailey again singing Traveling All Alone.
Alone. heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
That was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1933, I Can't Make a Man, Mildred Bailey on the vocal. Mildred sang before that with the Casa Loma Orchestra, Heat Wave, 1933, beginning with Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, vocal folk chorus by Mildred Bailey, Traveling All Alone from 1931. Now, that song always gets me, but it gets me the record by Epa Waters really, that destroys me. Fortunately, they give Mildred basically a chorus in this one, but I'll tell you something. Mildred really was traveling all alone. She really had some problems. She's every bit as tragic a figure in her way as Billie Holiday, perhaps even more so. She was dead at 44 of diabetes, and I have to consider that as being just the fortune of being born at a different time, because my odometer just clicked over to that magic number, and I've had it for 32 years, and thanks to medical science, I'm here and not in my own medical hell, but that's quite affecting. In 1950, Mildred Bailey was in the hospital, the death's door, from the charity ward. She was out of money, trying to stay alive, and basically everybody found out about it. Bing Crosby and all those people pitched in to help her. She helped Bing get his start. So she lived another year after that. Rather sad. But what a voice. Continuing now. A little bit lighter in tone, the Dixieland Jug Blowers. Don't Give All the Lard Away. 1926.
that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready with all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad.
With me, most anything goes.
I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
Where's my fine hamburger? Where is it?
Yes, it's Radiola, and it's radio is at its biggest and most bipolar. That was Fats Waller and his Rhythm, 1941. All that meat and no potatoes. And before that, Junie C. Cobb and his Grains of Corn. Shake that jelly roll. This program's making me hungry. I hate to say it. That was from 1929. Beginning with the Dixieland Jug Blowers, Don't Give All the Lard Away. That was from 1926. Now, Mr. 5x5 singing with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, Jimmy Rushing, You Got Love.
Thank you.
too, by Tiny Parham. That was Fat Man Blues from 1929, and before that, Tiny Stomp, also from 1929, though different dates. Tiny, like most people named Tiny, was anything but. I think it is most girthsome. He weighed something like 600 pounds. See, he'd be the guy I'd stand next to in a group photo, no doubt. Starting with Mr. 5x5 himself, no slouch in that department at all. You Got Love with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. That was 1931. Now, going off, way off topic here, just for the heck of it, just because I feel like it. Zelma O'Neill, 1929. Do Something.
Wonder why you act so funny when we should be making love. Gee, I'm willing, oh, so willing, but nothing that you do seems thrilling. I look for your petting, and where am I getting? There's the moon way up high. Here are you, here am I. Oh, do something. Ain't been hugged, ain't been kissed. Wanna see what I've missed. Oh, do something. Got the time and the place, and the place and the time I know. Got a bench and a park, and a park and a bench and all. Other pairs making pace, well look at me, going to waste. All do something. Summer night, stars galore, what are we waiting for? We're off, oh, do, ba 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 ba. It's been told and explained, nothing tried and nothing gained. Oh, oh, do something to me. Got a hug and a kiss and a kiss and a hug or two. Gonna give some away, wanna give some away to you. Sitting round seems so dumb. Oh, hurry, dear, come. Oh, do something. Thank you.
wanna give some away, wanna give some away to you. Sitting round seems so dumb. Hurry, dear, I'm getting numb. Oh, do.